One more time, let's welcome Abigail to the platform this morning. Abigail spent a week at Black Lake Bible Camp a couple of weeks ago, and she will be an eighth grader at Chinook Middle School this fall. One of my favorite pictures of Abigail was when she was just a little baby, and we have that picture in our bedroom. And I used to take her and I'd hold her up like this, and she'd break forth in a great big smile. Well, I can't do that anymore, but she still has that beautiful smile. And Abigail wanted to know what I was going to ask her, and I said, well, we'll just play by ear. So what was the highlight of your camp at Black Lake Bible? And put the microphone close to your lips so we can hear you.
I think the highlight was when the band came up on stage when we were worshiping and praising the Lord, and then everybody ran up and they linked arms or put their arms around people and they were swaying, and it was really cool to watch.
So what was the spiritual highlight of the camp?
Two of my friends got accepted, they accepted Christ, and so did I, because I don't think I ever really did that by myself. I call myself a Christian because I grew up in a Christian family, but I never really did that. So I did that myself, too. And it was really fun.
Well, that's wonderful. Just for the record, I was 13 years old, too, when I went to youth camp. That's when I accepted Christ into my heart. So we have a commonality there besides being related. So, physically, what was some of the highlights? What did you enjoy having fun doing?
We went tubing and swimming in the lake and the pool. Yeah. And there was a store. So.
Yeah. Was it hard for you to make friends?
No.
No? She walked in there somewhat apprehensive on a Sunday night, not knowing anybody. And when we went to pick her up the following Saturday, she was arm in arm with a couple of other girls, and it's kind of a bittersweet time, wasn't it? And anyway, what are you going to do about baptism?
This next year I'm going to get baptized again, because in fourth grade when I got baptized, when I came out of the water, all I was focused on was my clothes being wet.
Yeah. So now your focus is upon Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you made a decision to live for an audience of one. Well, Abigail, we are really, really proud of you. You are blossoming into a beautiful young lady with godly character. And she is such an asset around the house. She does what she's told 99% of the time. And it's just a real joy having you there at the house with us. And so let's give her a hand of appreciation. Amen. Thank you.